Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a social drama called Black or White.
This is the story of White Elliot and Black Rowena, both grandparents to Eloise, a little mixed-race girl brought together due to the death of Elliot's wife. And from there, it all goes downhill.
That's right. Kevin Costner and Octavia Spencer are two Academy Award-winning actors. And, you know, you got to give them credit for wanting to try to do something to forward the discussion on race relations. But this movie never seemed credible to me.
Absolutely not credible. The character who plays Eloise did not seem believable. She seemed like she was dancing with the stars most of the time. This film is supposedly about the nuances of race relations played out in a custody battle, but every character is a stereotype. Nothing new or fresh here.
Yeah, the cast is really good. It's really so much better than this material. You have two Oscar winners, and also have Anthony Mackie and other fine actors, and they do the best they can. And I know that Mike Binder, the screenwriter and director, had his heart in the right place, but he's never quite able to pull it all together. As a matter of fact, there are some melodramatic turns in this movie that just make your eyes roll.
Well, it's predictable, and the scenes are sappy. It seemed like a concocted film to manipulate the audience, propaganda. All badly done, boring, tedious to watch. I remember Waterworld with Kevin Costner.
Yes.
Everyone said that was a washout. Well, this Black or White film was worse.
I don't know that it's quite as bad as you say, but I do agree with you that it was a noble attempt that really went nowhere.
Yes. Octavia Spencer, she was misused in this play, I think.
All of the cast members are above the material. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.